I'm just going to take a few minutes to make a few comments about our winter solstice and the deepening darkness that we've all been feeling in the natural world, in the human world, in this planet, and by virtue of that, perhaps within our own hearts and minds and bodies. And that deepening darkness is definitely challenging, to be sure. And yet, here we are on the brink of the winter solstice, and we'll have that longest, darkest day, or longest, darkest night, however you want to describe it. And then it turns as the earth turns. And it happens every year without fail. And so we have all these holidays that are marking this awesome, truly awesome, magical, mysterious moment. And my reflections on this have been a little more about how darkness is illuminating. And so there are a number of qualities that this season evokes and the solstice evokes. The word solstice actually means sun stands still. And so it looks as if the sun stands still for a day or two. And with that, there's this beautiful invitation to stand still, you know, to pause, to be reflective, to go inwards. And of course, that's what we're doing today. We're pausing. We're standing still. Now, of course, with that deepening darkness over the past few months and the awe that that brings, but then the wonder that it turns, right? So this is a season of great wonder and mystery. And yet, we have to glean that wonder and mystery, we have to allow the darkness to be dark. Wendell Berry, to go into the dark, to go into the light is to know the light, to go into the dark is to know the dark. And so we need to do that. It's another one of our members here. So we need to do that. If we want to get some of that magic and that mystery that can happen at this time of year. So with the darkness, we want to also appreciate that the earth, can we let the earth teach us, just as in Pablo Neruda's poem, Keeping Quiet. You know, how everything seems dead in winter, yet later proves to be alive. Can we, within ourselves, within our own inner darkness that is so shrouded by so much outer darkness, can we hold that in mind? What is germinating here within me? And that's not at all to dismiss whatever is difficult within us or within the world. It is, though, to recognize that we're all born, conceived in darkness, born from darkness, as are all the plants and other animals. And we can all perhaps think of other times in our lives that were extremely difficult. And yet, something new was born out of that. Something that you would never, ever have anticipated. Something is illuminated by that darkness, is brought to light through the darkness. So this is an important piece for all of us to be reflecting on this season with this tremendously difficult year. And we have to be careful what we do with that in terms of getting caught up in hoping for it to be a particular way. Oh, I'm suffering like this, and we're kind of holding our breath. Yeah. That things will unfold a certain way. We have to go dark. We have to go not knowing. T.S. Eliot, beautiful quote here, says, "I said to my soul, be still and wait without hope, for hope would be hope for the wrong thing. Wait without love, for love would be love for the wrong thing. There is yet faith, but the faith and the love are all in the waiting. The faith and the love are all in the waiting. Wait without thought, for you are not ready for thought." And then he concludes, "So the darkness shall be the light, and the stillness the dancing." It's deeply paradoxical to our adult human brains. And yet, when you hear that, you listen deeply, something may be resonating. Maybe some memory of some tremendously difficult time in the past, and something beautiful emerged from that. Even the gray is beautiful. The gray on gray on gray is beautiful if we look deeply. I remember one year I was singing in this choir, and we had this work that we were doing. And there was a lot about the winter sky. And I would go running and listen to my recordings from the practice. And this music got into my running body that was also down at the lake looking at gray on gray on gray. And the nuances of gray on gray on gray became very profound. And there was great beauty and light in that seeming darkness. It's all about going into that deeper place of listening and looking more deeply. And so we have to rest for a while in not knowing in order for this kind of illumination by the darkness to come. Wendell Berry, "It may be that when we no longer know what to do, we have come to our real work. And when we no longer know which way to go, we have begun our real journey. The mind that is not baffled is not employed. The impeded stream is the one that sings." And so maybe some of these poetic lines will speak to you more than my particular words. It'll conjure up an image for you, that impeded stream that indeed sings. Yeah? And what else? And so can we have respect for this time of year, at least? Respect for it. This is how it is. And the invitation of how it is for us to go deeper and cultivate some equanimity with that. When we fight it, it helps nothing. But we can trust that there's something in the darkness, growing, waiting to be born. is perhaps already being born. You can perhaps see some little sprouts of it coming up. And so that stepping into the sacred of this time of year is then made possible by that waiting, that watching. And Rilke reminds us, I love the dark hours of my being. My mind deepens into them. There I can find, as in old letters, the days of my life already lived and held like a legend, maybe held like a myth, and understood. Then the knowing comes. I can open to another life that's wide and timeless. So let's be on the lookout today for what is growing within this darkness that may already be partly showing. What the darkness, only the darkness, can illuminate. And Hafiz said, now is the time to know that all you do is sacred. So let's just listen to the bells to round off this talk, these considerations. Now is the time to know that all you do is sacred.